Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, I am providing a company introduction to Labrador Gold, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol LAB, and on the OTC markets, OTCQX, under the symbol NKOSF. I'm chatting with the president and CEO, Roger Moss. Now, as I'm sure all of you can recognize from the name of this company, Labrador Gold, the company is focused in the eastern part of Canada, more specifically in Newfoundland. The flagship project, the Kingsway project. Company just released news this morning of the start of drilling. Now, before we get into this drill program, let's talk about this Kingsway project. It is the flagship. It is adjacent to New Found Gold's project, and that's a company that has drawn a lot of interest in Newfoundland. Roger, give us a little background on this Kingsway project, please.
Yeah, sure, Corey. Thanks for having us on. The Kingsway project really came into being for Labrador Gold earlier this year, actually during the PDAC, when we optioned the property from Sean Ryan. Sean had been active in this area since about 2016, 2017, probably around the time that New Found Gold began their activity in the area. And he'd optioned some property to a company called Torque Resources, who had a really extensive program over an area of about 600 square kilometers, mostly doing geochemistry, till, and vegetation sampling. Sean did some soils. Of course, he's very well known for his work on soil sampling up in the Yukon, where he's made several discoveries. But what happened? Torque gave the option back to Sean. Sean did a bit more work and whittled the property down to what's now about 77 square kilometers, and that's what we now call the Kingsway project. So we had the advantage of building on the back of Torque's work and Sean's work over the past 3 years and whittling down that area to like I say, a 77 square kilometers of what we believe is very prospective ground.
So has there been any drilling in the past, or is it just primarily surface work that is generating some of these targets for you?
There was drilling back in the early 90s, but nothing much has happened since other than soil sampling and mostly surface geochemistry. There was some trenching back in the 90s, but really there hasn't been much done on this property for the last 20 years before Sean got involved.
So what's the overall target then? What narrative are you playing off of here to guide some of your drilling in terms of what type of a deposit we could see from Labrador Gold at this Kingsway project?
Well, I think, Corey, as you stated in the introduction, we're sitting right next to New Found Gold. They have been having great success down to the south on their Queensway project, looking at epizonal orogenic gold deposits. We're in the same package of rocks. We're along the same structure. And so that's our model as well. That's what we're looking for. And we believe that we have all the ingredients to be able to find this kind of deposit on the Kingsway property.
Can you give us a little rundown on the infrastructure that's around this project in terms of how you get to the project, how you can bring drills in, and also when it does or if it does come to the point of a mining scenario, what's around to facilitate that?
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, it's one of the things that is a great attribute of this project and the area in general. It's very well serviced with roads. The Trans-Canada Highway passes just to the south of the property. Gander, which is a fairly decent sized town in Newfoundland, is about 18 kilometers to the east. And the property itself is crisscrossed with forestry roads, so we can get really good access for both our surface work and now for the drill. Just on these forestry roads, so it's The infrastructure is great. Obviously, there's electricity nearby. There's lots of water. So it's a pretty good place to be.
All right, let's talk about the drill program now that is underway. This is truly what's going to be what drives the stock and hopefully the share price higher. When it comes to this drill program, there is a image within the news release that shows five different locations that will be drilled, one of which, the number one being the Cracker showing, which has some historical grab samples. Take us through these targets, please, in this overall drill program.
Yeah, well, we chose these five targets initially based on mostly on geochemistry, geochemical data, and some of the airborne magnetics and electromagnetic data. So we didn't really have the benefit of the work that we've done this summer to guide it when we were putting in the permit application. But I'm happy to say that the work that we've done this summer has really backed up the choice of these five areas to drill. As you mentioned, Cracker is a great target. It had some high-grade grab samples, up to 61 gram a ton from trenches in that area. They also had channel samples that ran some gold up to about three grams a ton, if I remember correctly. So that's a clearly defined target already, and we're looking to that's where the drill is right now. From there, we'll go down towards the south. There are two areas we've picked out in the south, and these have some really good gold grades in soil samples. There's good geophysics associated with them, and most importantly, in this area and in this district generally, there's good structure. So we're looking at splays off major faults, and I think our structural understanding is one of the things that's enabled us to target these areas effectively. So the other three targets are similar in that they have compelling gold and soil anomalies associated with good magnetics and VLF-EM anomalies, as well as structure. So the structure, I think, is all important, and we know that that's where gold resides and comes in along these major structures. So that's one of the things that we're targeting.
Okay, now you've mentioned structure a lot. The one thing that keeps on popping up in the news release and in that figure that I'm going to post below this interview is reference to this Appleton Fault. It looks like it's running the whole way through this project, through all five of these targets. So, Roger, can you give us a little bit more color on how important this Appleton Fault could be to the whole program?
Well, I think that based on what we've seen at Newfound Gold, the original discovery hole back in that they announced back in the end of January was drilled into a showing adjacent to the Appleton Fault Zone. Their most recent results from the Lotto Zone also drilled into a showing along the Appleton Fault Zone. And indeed, many of their occurrences down on the Queensway project to the south are located adjacent to the Appleton Fault Zone. So I think in our strategy, that's an area that we have to target. And as you say, the Appleton Fault Zone comes up through our project. The areas around that fault zone look good, and so we're very excited about the potential that we see along that fault zone. It's not the only one. There are other structures that parallel the Appleton Fault Zone, including the Dog Bay Line, which is another major structure. And of course, one of the things that we know about orogenic gold systems is that many of the gold deposits are hosted in substructures or splays off these major structures. So that's something else that we're looking at. And we have, as I mentioned, we've spent a lot of time on understanding the structure, and I think we have a pretty good handle on it right now.
All right, so just as a recap then, how many meters are planned? How many holes do you think you're going to drill in this first program?
Yeah, under the current permit that we have, we're permitted for 2,600 meters, and in that we could drill up to 40 holes. We've applied for another permit that will increase the number of meters and number of holes. They're going to be fairly short holes at this point, really just testing the anomalies under the overburden and basically rapidly checking to see what's there. So it's sort of a preliminary drill program in between, say, the surface exploration and a diamond drill program.
All right, let's give a little bit more detail on some of the company fundamentals. Let's start off with some of your background. It's the first time I've had you on the show here, Roger. So give us a little history in terms of your successes in the resource sector.
Sure. I started my career as a geologist over in South Africa and Namibia, and that was really where I came to understand the importance of this kind of exploration that we're doing now at Kingsway, getting a really good fundamental understanding of the geochemistry, the geophysics, and the structure of these kinds of systems. I was fortunate enough to be involved in the discovery of the Navajab gold deposit in Namibia while I was there. That was a great discovery. It went on to be something on the order of 10 million ounce gold deposit, as far as I'm aware. So that was huge. Since then, I came to Canada, worked in Canada in different settings, mostly in Ontario and Quebec, and more recently, obviously, up in Labrador and Newfoundland, and mostly in gold. I spent a lot of my career in gold exploration. I spent some time down in South America, looking at porphyries, gold porphyries, copper porphyries, which was pretty amazing. But I think gold is where my heart is. It's just a fantastic opportunity to be out there looking, and I sort of compare it to a treasure hunt. And really, that's what we're doing, and we're looking for that buried treasure out in Kingsway right now.
A couple other company fundamentals, share structure. You have a little over 91.5 million shares outstanding on a fully diluted basis, right around 136 million shares. Take us through some of the insider ownership in terms of management and any other large shareholders, please.
Yeah, sure. I think as you may have seen recently, we have a private placement that's going on now with Palisades Gold Corp that will essentially make them an insider of the company. Our current largest shareholder right now is Plethora Precious Metal Fund out of the Netherlands. They've been a very strong supporter of us over the years, and have always been there for us through good times and bad. Other shareholders of note, Rob McEwen has participated in our private placements in the past and exercised his warrants earlier this year. And management doesn't own a lot. I probably own the most of management at about 3%. Other people of note, Sean Ryan, both from option payments, but also in the initial private placement that we did, he put in about $500,000 of his own money to get us going up in Labrador. So he's a major shareholder as well.
All right, final comments then. Cash in the bank. You have this drill program starting. So how funded are you to continue this drill program and move into next year?
Oh, we're really well funded, Corey. Just a couple of months ago, we did a private placement that raised just over $5 million. We've had money coming in from exercise of warrants, which have been in the money. And as I mentioned, we're just doing a private placement with Palisades, which will put another $4 million into the bank. So we're really cashed up. We think that we're going to be aggressive out in Newfoundland, perhaps not as aggressive as Newfound Gold, but we certainly have the money to do all the exploration that we're planning on doing.
Well, and being right beside Newfound Gold, I think you could also benefit from any drill success that they have. But if anybody has any follow-up questions for Roger and the team over at Labrador Gold, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. I will get those answered for you, and I will also follow up as some of the drill results hit the market. Roger, thanks for your time today.
It's a pleasure, Corey. Thank you very much for having us.